Yo, 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 it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome, guys, to episode 23 of No Ideas.
Just Vibes.
Honestly, Lizzie is dancing around, spazzing out, because she's so tired. We're trying to wake the girl up.
You know when you're overtired, guys, like, literally, you haven't got enough sleep, work's working your ass off. You're tired, man, you gotta shake it out.
And I'm here like, when I say wake, you say up. Wake up, wake up. Wake up, Brid.
Yeah, I said up. Did it like, I slurred it. I was like, Yeah.
Okay, like, I hear that. Okay, Briddy, hit me with it. Tell me how your week's been and why you're so tired.
Do you know what? This week, it's been a bit of a mazza. One, because I feel like this is the week where I feel, where I've actually gone out and seen people and done things. Do you know what I mean? So first of all, I know we're all loving that the sun is out, which is absolutely great news. Like, I work with the sun. It is just, I love it, right? However, summer kind of scares me sometimes because, you get some wild-ass creatures that just come out of the woodworks and who start coming to you, and it's just like...
Are you talking about people or flies?
I mean, kind of. I feel like both apply.
Yeah. But facts.
I mean, I'm talking about birds here, yeah. So let me just set the scene.
It's the birds.
I go for a walk with my flatmate and my friend on Tuesday, yeah?
Mm.
We go to the canal by Mile End. Lovely walk around 8 p.m. sunset and whatever. As we're walking, tell me why... There are birds flying at human level, right? Yeah. Can I just put that into they're not in the sky, okay? They're like zooming past you. Like, you can feel the wind from the bird's wings.
It's dangerous. I told you this before, Bridie. It's a jungle out here.
If you could see the way we ran, we were just like, what the fuck, man? Like, no, it actually wasn't okay. At human level, though. Why are you flying that low?
Mark their territory, bruv. Come on, man.
No, but you know what the weirdest thing is, yeah? They were flying so low, and then all of a sudden, they just crash into the water. It's almost as if they, like, got possessed and then just flew into the water. It was so mad.
Do you know what I reckon? Most of humankind have been inside for a year, and they've had free reign. So now they're like... Why y'all coming up in my gig? Do you know what I mean?
It's true though.
And they're all like, do you know what? We're gonna try and keep this world our own.
No, fully though. But that is exactly what happened. Like, we're just there on a stroll, right? And then they're coming flying past us, like physically past us, flying into the river. I don't know. It's a bit of a madness. I thought these bats were like consumed or like exercised or whatever. I don't even know what's going on. But that was a madness. That
wild.
Annoying.
Wild.
Very, very wild. Second thing.
Hit me.
This is like a really nice point, yeah. Okay, so nice. In the spirit of seeing my friends and stuff, I saw some friends from Essex, like my girls from home.
You go into this certain voice. Why? When you, I don't know, when you're saying something nice, you're like, so like, you know, like in the spirit, like you know, everybody being
why
happy.
Why is she taking the piss out of me though?
Self-love.
Can this girl be patterned?
No, you do. The certain voice is funny. It's okay. Cute, man. It's cute. Okay.
You know, I don't realise this, but okay, you know. So basically, as I was saying,
You're stupid. You're stupid.
No, I'm joking. Basically, went to have some drinks with some friends from Essex over the weekend, and... One of my friends, who I haven't seen for a really long time, said the nicest thing to me. And I was like, this is how I know you're a real one. She said, I feel like we've genuinely just picked up from where we left off from, even though we haven't properly seen each other in a year. And I was just like, that is such a cute thing to say.
That's when you know it's a real one.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you feel like there's no difference, even though like I literally have not seen her in over a year. It was just like, everything was just normal. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like... Having people like that in your life is important. You can't forget those ones. You know what I'm saying?
Them's your people.
No, honestly, bruv, like, those are your people, them. Like, keep them people close. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
And then...
Beautiful.
My last joyous event of this week was my self-care Sunday. Yeah.
You've been doing well with those, hey?
I'm sorry. I'm only here for me in this life. Do you understand? Like, I need to keep myself as a priority because I think it's so easy... to let myself fall into other people and do all the... No, I need to prioritise myself. So, I had the best self-care Sunday. I did some yoga. Mm-hmm. I rested the fuck up. And I washed my hair, which was amazing. Why? Because I got some new hair care products. And yeah, I don't know if anyone else gets excited when they get new products.
Where from?
So my flatmate ordered them from Canada. It's basically like, what's that woman called?
Sharon.
No.
Leslie.
No.
Emma.
The woman from who made Madam C.J. Walker. Who made Self-Made with Octavia Spencer in it.
Yes, yeah, it's CJ Walker.
CJ Walker, yeah. It's like that formula in the sense beautiful. It's like the god of like all hair care products.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited because, you know, I'm on the journey to grow the fro, whatever.
Love that.
Know, it's a little bit... and honestly,
that's
it's like...
sick, Riz.
It's the peppermint sensation for me. You know, when you put it in your head, it's like tingling. It's like, just relaxing, you know.
That's dead yeah, nice, man.
I feel like my week was filled with a lot of love for myself, from other people. That was me, man. Brid, what was going on in your week? I feel like you had a rocker, as always.
I'm always a rocker.
She's always about and doing the madness, man. You know.
So I feel like when I listen back, I should actually start my week like this, and I'm going to endeavour to do this in the future.
Okay.
Dear Diary, this week, because I feel like I just lay it all on the table every week.
Dear Diary.
And for someone who doesn't share stuff with people, I realise, like, we're just in this room and I feel like I'm just talking to you and I forget it goes out into the world.
Oh, no, this is
and
funny.
Then people are like, oh, I listened to the episode and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yes.
What did I say? What did I expose? I said everything. But anyway, in the spirit of that, we're going to carry on writing the diary.
As we do.
And I'm going to lay it up for you. So, I have a bunch of daily mottos that I say to myself every day.
So, your affirmations.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's technically an affirmation because I'm not like here like, I am strong, I am wise, I am everything.
Oh, okay.
I don't really do that because that doesn't really work for me.
Okay.
But I'm like,
the way you said that, yeah, I don't really do that because it doesn't really work for me.
No, so. I prefer to like put on a cape that matches
my
socks.
You're annoying.
So instead, I say things that, like, I just want to do and be.
Okay.
So one that I added to the list this week was, it's about being masculine and feminine at the same time.
Mm.
And I say that to myself every morning, and now I've decided to, like, write down every day in my diary how I felt like presenting myself that day, whether it was more mask or more femme. And so, like, I'll just put a word in my diary being like masculine.
Or femme. Yeah, I like that,
exactly.
Actually.
So I'll just look back and I'll be like, yo, 2020 was like a masculine thing.
Yeah,
you get me?
Do I like that.
300 days I was feeling masculine. The rest, I can't do the mask that quick. I was feeling feminine. You know what I mean?
I like that a lot, actually. I like how you know, you put it in your diary and you can just obviously look back at that and be like, shit, yeah, it was more this year for me or this year. Mm. So I like that.
And then we'll see, like, does that translate? Is it Saturdays when I go out that I'm like, oh, I'm feeling feminine?
Yeah,
and then,
it's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Dressed up and whatever.
It depends. So actually, so that was quite interesting. So that's something I definitely say to myself, which is obvious because I say that all the time, but I never added it to my daily mottos.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, so that was sick.
Yes.
Okay, something I really struggled with this week.
Really struggled.
Oh, communication. Communication, guys. I was just like...
screaming.
I feel like my communication is a fucking one.
I'm
like,
yeah, but so everyone thinks that, you know.
No, everyone else is wrong. I'm right.
Okay.
You're wrong.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Listen, I pride myself on actually communicating, and I found myself in a couple of situations, intense situations, where I was questioning my own communication, and someone was challenging that it was poor, and I was thinking, oh, shit. And then they went away. They mulled over it and they came back to me and they were like, no, you were A1, mine was shit.
Yeah.
Because I was saying to them initially, had you just said X, had you just said Y, had you just said what was on your mind, we wouldn't have got to the end, which was an explosion of stress, right?
I hear that.
And so I just wanted to reiterate this to everyone. And it was really interesting because a guy called Bryant on the US Circle, who his profession is breathwork. He's a breathwork technician. And he teaches you how breathing de-stresses you.
Okay.
And what kind of patterns. So he's on the TV show, The US Circle.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he said something beautiful. He said, I think sometimes you just have to talk about where you have been to let people know where you're at and what you're doing in this world. And I thought it was really interesting because what I basically came to the conclusion of was we all are an amalgamation of our experiences. They're all entirely different, but they summate who we are. They summate how we think and what we see in different situations. So it is just impossible not to share where your head is at in a situation and assume that someone is seeing it the same way. I doubt there is anyone that actually is seeing it down to the letter the same way, right?
No. I think it's rare, though, so that ever happens.
Yeah, and I think it's something we don't speak about enough. People get tired of talking or they don't want to go into it. They just agree and think, oh, we'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
I think this situation, had these individuals potentially spoken about how they were feeling, and we had dug into, it's difficult, but the trauma that had made them respond to me in that way, it wouldn't have got to that explosive point.
Mm.
And I would have understood that person more, and they would have understood me.
It's the journey.
And maybe I, to them, was coming across insensitive, but to me, I was being unbelievably sensitive, but also looking after myself, because I have to protect myself in that situation. So there was just a lot going on, and it was really complex, and I think I'm riddled with trauma, and, you know, that person also has a fair amount of trauma, so two people who are aware of their trauma not communicating is...
awful.
Quite That's an exhausting situation. So I just want to reiterate to you guys that everyone has a different perspective. Please make sure that we are voicing that. If something makes you feel a type of way, raise it. And if someone ain't receptive to that, chuck them in a bin,
literally,
mate.
Literally, send them off, bruv.
But bring it up, otherwise it's just, yeah, someone will be upset to find out you felt a type of way, and you'll feel upset because you were feeling a type of way.
It always happens like that. It's like, oh, crazy, why didn't you tell me this? Like, oh my God, is that true? Yeah,
bruv. So yeah, so it was crazy, and I thought, yeah, Brian could definitely help me with my breathing exercises, and what he said was definitely spot on.
I like that.
So that was a big revelation, right?
Love it. Revelation. Sorry. I actually need to stop doing this.
I actually, it's my favourite part because I always think, when's she going to sing?
It's one word that will trigger me. Do you understand?
I'm here for it.
Don't even mind me. Continue.
Okay, and I think I've got lots of things, but I'm going to have this as the last thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing... this is where Brian's breathing is going to really help me.
Yeah, man, you breathe it out.
Punctuality, lads, is key.
Don't piss me off with that topic, yeah?
So this week, I had about 5 or 6 meetings in my diary that I turned up to. They were cancelled 5 minutes before.
Oh.
The person on the other end didn't turn up. No email, no nothing.
Shameful.
And I actually wasted so much of my week. And the bit that gets my goat, yeah... okay, there's always something.
I'm fuming for you, because that, nah.
Bruv, the bit that gets my goat, yeah, is all of these meetings were work that I am doing for free to help people be their best self. Now, the maddest thing is, all I do, I think, is give to others. And I never actually take time to build my own career. So often I see people passing me, and I stay stagnant. And the beauty for me is, oh, I had a hand in your journey. But then I think, why the fuck should I have a hand in your journey when I seem to want it more than you, bruv?
Yeah, mum. Again, God.
So I feel like my time is wasted. And do you know what the maddest thing is? I'll bring it up and I'll be like, yo, like, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Or may I ask why the meeting was cancelled 5 minutes before because someone had double booked, but we didn't know? And someone else goes, oh, you know, they'll make an excuse, or they'll say all the best people, you know, are never on time. I'm so sorry.
No, bollocks.
All the people that you know at mid-tier level may not be punctual, but all the people that are getting Oscars, that are getting Grammys, that are getting into, you know, positions of power, are there on time.
They're not even on time. They're early.
Facts.
They're early.
Facts.
What do you mean?
And let me tell you something else. When people say, welcome to the industry, just because the industry operates in a certain way, does that mean that you have to lower your bar of professionalism to meet their low-end criteria? No, sir.
No.
You want to be a fucking superhero and a change maker? Raise the fucking bar of the whole industry. It takes one person to make a goddamn fucking change.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a business and you set your standard, don't come to me if you're not going to adhere to the way I run my business. And if you come to me and you fuck about, don't come back to me if you don't want to work that way.
That's it.
But I will not have anyone I'm working with or rubbing shoulders with telling me that the bar is here, so I'm a play to that.
No, ridiculous.
Be better than the average person, because that is the difference between a change maker or a fucking shepherd and the sheep. And I'm out here being a fucking shepherd, looking to fuck with shepherds. And that's it. And I'm done. We out. Human.
Oh my God!
Yeah, man.
She's just gone on.
I went on one. Sorry, I had to get out. I feel so much
she said bad. I had to get out. Don't worry, it's so a safe bad. Space.
Punctuality gets me, Brent.
I get it. Because I feel like it just says so much about you. You don't respect me. You're very unprofessional, especially if it's in a professional environment. Like, and you're just not serious about it. And me, as someone involved in this project, I'm a very serious person. So if you're unserious and I'm serious, then we should not be meshing, as far as I'm concerned. So,
Yeah, I could have said that, couldn't I?
I hear you, Brid. Look, take a breather.
Yeah, man.
Set me on to something new. Who are you plugging for the people this week?
Okay, so let's transition into something that got me through the week.
Yeah.
Okay, this song, yeah, everyone has that happy song where they're just like...
Do you know what? Yeah, I really hope that when people listen to us, that when we start dancing and
they're dancing,
that they're dancing as well. Or like, there's a little, if you're cooking, then you just, you know, you're helping your shoulder or something. Or the foot's going or something.
Or they're just doing a little two-step.
Just a little two-step, guys.
Or they're ad-libbing. We're like, and they're like,
Oh my god, if anyone actually does that, I just love you to send it to us.
Yeah,
that would be so funny.
That would be lit, because you don't know, guys, we actually do our podcast standing up.
No, Philly, we can't sit down. It's not possible.
We can't get the energy out because we move, do you know what I mean? We swing about.
You gotta swing.
You gotta swing again.
And swing it twice.
Sorry, we would carry on, but the point is, when you're listening to the podcast, I hope you guys are on your feet and you're swinging. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, my swingers.
This song is a fucking swinger. And it is so unlike my genre. It's poppy, but it's one of them songs, yeah, that you hear and a smile goes on your face and you just dance down the road and you feel like you can take on anything. Mm-hmm. So I listen to this quite a lot this week and I always look in the mirror and I literally dance the whole song and it's on repeat for like half an hour every morning. So I want you guys to go check it out. Literally my happy song. It is called Photo ID. It is by Remy Wolf. And it features Dominic Fike.
Fike. Oh, yeah.
Is that how I pronounce his name?
Yes, I know one of his songs.
F-I-K-E.
Yes.
I would sing you a rendition, but that's not my strong song.
I'm scrumming.
But yeah, it's an absolute banger. So yeah, if you want your spirits lifted and a little 1-2 bop.
A little 1-2.
That's the ting.
There it is. I've just put it in the NIJV, Your Daily Bread playlist. So go hop on there. Go listen to that.
Lovely. And you, Bread, tell me what made you happy.
So this really made me happy this week. So I'm going to try and keep it short and sweet in the spirit of time because we all know it's off the essence. All right.
Okay.
So this plug, yeah, is basically a page on Instagram called ampi.fm, and they basically DM'd me and they were like, hey Lizzie, just sending you some Thursday vibes, and they sent me a playlist on SoundCloud, and I was like, oh sick, some random group just followed me and sending me music, love it. I go and listen to it. Their music bangs, the mixes are dirty. You think that's where it ends? They sell clothes as well.
Shut up.
And I was like, no. For a group to come and find me and they mix music with fashion, I was like, nah, you finished me off.
They turned over the right rock,
They're actually doing it right, because we spoke a bit, you know, we had a little back and forth, and they were like, you know, yeah, like, we just want to keep it real, like people who have like an appreciation for music but can also appreciate like how fashion is like a great expression of that. I'm just like, oh my god,
you're speaking
where
my language.
Have you been all my life, Ampe?
You're actually the fucking tits.
No, but honestly, I was like, Ampe FM, like, oh my god, love them guys. So go and check them out, ampe.fm. You can also follow them on SoundCloud. They have sick mixes. They're like half an hour, like, fam. Personally, I would recommend number 31. So what they do, they release different mixes every month. And then if you're like on their close friend story, then you can preview it earlier. But yeah, you could just go listen to it on SoundCloud. But AmpFM, up the ampy. There
literally,
it is.
Literally, up the ampy.
Up the ampy.
Up the fucking ampy, there lads. Up the ampy.
Okay, we need to stop.
I feel like we sound like two blokes in a bar with a beer. And you know, when the beer's so full, you're like, Lizzie.
It's all sloshing around. Lizzie,
up the ampy, you cheers and it goes everywhere.
Up the ampy, up your lads.
Fucking hell, lads.
Why have we gone
Norman? I don't know. My accent's also so horrific.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Okay, right guys, let's bring it down and let's get into it.
Okay.
Okay, so a discussion that was had at home with me, I wanted to raise. So the overarching question is, has the world become too serious? And the context for you, Beat, is because we are understanding and have resources available to us to know more about different communities, we now have the ability to be more sensitive. And so what somebody said to me over a meal was, do you think you just can't have a joke anymore? Because anything you say is just going to offend someone somewhere. And therefore the world just become too serious and we just can't laugh about anything. That was the discussion. And I wanted to talk to you about it because for me, I think it leads in quite a few things.
There's a few different things. I'm just thinking now, I'm just like, okay. So with this person who said, you know, if like we can't say anything or we can't make a joke out of anything, otherwise we're bound to offend someone.
Yeah.
Why are our jokes being made from other people's situations, whether that's a dig on culture or the parents or whatever? Why are we making that or those subjects the subject of jokes, for example?
Yes, so I hear you and I get it, because you we should not be making jokes about sensitive topics.
Sensitive topics, yeah, of course.
However, part of humour and dark humour, of which I definitely have dark humour, it treads a very, very fine line. And some of the funniest jokes tread that line. So I think that's what that person was getting at, which is, you know, kind of, I mean, for me, I think there's treading and there's crossing. But I think that individual was also saying, you know, even treading could be questionable at this stage.
Okay.
Because everyone is so, in inverted commas, woke.
Woke. Okay. Okay, wait, let's swing it back to where you said people are becoming more sensitive, or people's sensitivity has sort of like increased over time. I think a major factor of that is maybe 2020, if we think about how life is today, right, and everything that happened last year in terms of all of the unfortunate events, a massive, you know, event that happened with George Floyd kicked up the Black Lives Matter movement again, which is why you're seeing the black community being even louder than we ever have been, because it's got to a point where it's just like, we can't, we're tired of this. So I feel like with people being sensitive, I feel like it's just because they are maybe becoming more educated of their culture, so they feel more attached to it, which is why they want to stand by it more. Do you know what I mean?
That's a very good point, and not something I thought of.
Yeah, because that's how I think about it. If I'm like, because I'm thinking, even before like 2020, a lot of things would happen, and like as a black person, I'd feel uncomfortable, but you just let it run. Do you know what I mean? Or the old company that we worked at, for example.
Yeah.
Or how I would, or how I thought I was perceived by other people in terms of relationships, friendships. Now all of that stuff happens, and because it feels so close to you, because it was a global thing and like everyone around me was affected in some way because it was a catalyst for everything else, it's like, well, of course not. I'm going to stand by my culture. And if I feel that my knowledge of that is like too sensitive for whatever you may be joking about, then that's just how it is. But
And you're saying it opened your eyes to understanding more about your culture.
Oh, 100%.
That's so like, interesting.
Like, don't get it twisted. I've always, you know, been proud to be black and I've always known about my culture. But just in terms of connecting with people like me, you know, sharing different stories, that's definitely been the biggest thing, because you only have your experiences to tell and speak on. But when you hear other people's, it's just like, wow, it broadens your perspective.
Yes.
And it gives you... it gives you just a like a bigger picture of like where you've come from and like what your sort of country has brought about, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's so interesting, because when you initially spoke about sensitivity and you said people getting more sensitive, my immediate response was going to say, I don't think people have got more sensitive. I think people in certain communities who were victimized on a daily basis have always been this sensitive.
Yeah.
I think the people who are attacking them, they are becoming more aware of those communities' sensitivity.
Yes.
I don't think that black people have become more sensitive because of George Floyd. No. It's just at the forefront now.
Yes.
And other people who are blind to it are starting to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're feeling like, oh, now it's being made a big deal.
But if you think about it, it's only being made a big deal because people are actually and actively speaking on those points.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
In terms of the media, different like initiatives that are going on, different schemes, different charities and organisations, talks, like it's almost like it's something that you can't escape from because everyone is becoming aware of it. It's like a knock-on effect.
Okay, so perfect. So just like you said, that escapism, people can't escape from the harsh realities and truth.
Yes.
Do you think that individual that I was talking to had that perspective because they now feel like all of the jokes they used to make can't run? And so in a way, their whole idea of humour has just been finished in a moment. And for them, that's a large shock. I'm not saying that their jokes were ever right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, do you think their blanket statement, oh, I can't joke about anything anymore because everyone's so sensitive, is coming from everything's been collapsed on them at once, which is stop your shitty jokes.
Mm. Probably. I think...
Not that it's okay, but...
Yeah, of course. I think what it is maybe with this person, their perception of humour, they're not quite catching on to, like, how life works or how life evolves, right? Because change is the only constant, right?
Mm.
Things are going to change all the time.
Mm.
People are going to, you know, find their voices and speak louder on that, which is what I think has just gone on. People aren't sensitive. People are just speaking up more.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Or at least we're being provided with platforms to speak on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas with his opinion, I just feel like he's not ready to engage with that. Maybe it is because in being like sensitive to that in terms of people speaking, he can't do his normal jokes anymore. So he has to sort of start from scratch, or the fact that he has to put effort in trying to understand these communities, which maybe he might not be ready to do.
Okay. Can I ask why you thought it was a he? Because I never specified the gender.
Because you told me who it was beforehand.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, bollocks. Bollocks. Okay.
You were ready to swerve in there.
Okay, yeah. No, I was just wondering. No, it's just good to know where our minds go.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so interesting. So somebody else who was part of that discussion said, I'm anti-woke.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that?
Please, can we define what woke means? Because I hear this word being thrown around all the time. And I'm like, what does it mean? And who gets to ordain someone as being woke?
That's so true.
Like,
okay, I'll be honest. I have no idea what it means.
Why are we using useless words? Like,
yeah, I think for me, what woke represents, and I think for everyone, it will represent something different.
I think
for me, being woke is awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It's being aware of certain communities and just opening your eyes to educating yourself on their standpoints and perspectives.
Mm.
So for me, if someone was to say I'm anti-woke, I would think, well, why? Because I think awareness is a good thing.
I get it, but again, I don't think I like anti-woke, because if someone says that someone else is woke, it's almost like a stamp of approval, like, oh, you're woke, so you must be good because you must know about this.
But also,
almost like the job is done.
But no one can be fully woke.
This is the thing.
Right?
This is the, and who is telling you that you're woke?
Okay, well,
who is ordaining your wokeness?
Okay, so these people were saying, I want to be anti-woke because I don't agree with the term woke. They used it as a negative. They said, oh, because all those 17-year-olds are walking around woke, as it was a negative thing. My difficulty with that is, for me, woke means being aware or trying to educate yourself.
Of course.
And increase awareness. So there are lots of people who are seeing woke as a negative or someone trying too hard to be something they're not and pretending they are, you know, the almighty, I know everything and I support everything, which isn't possible. So I guess I, for the first time, heard from a group of people who saw woke as a negative. And I think they saw that as a negative because they tied being woke to cancel culture, which they didn't agree with.
Right, okay.
And I think that what they were saying was, if you say one outlandish thing, right, you're not woke. And if you're not woke, you get cancelled. And if you get cancelled, you are nothing.
Mm.
And I think that's where their thought process went.
So
does that make sense?
No, I know in terms of the maneuver of the process that you're demonstrating here. I'm just trying to understand with this wokeness here, if I just think of wokeness, my brain, my Lizzie brain is telling me that if someone's woke, that they have specific, we're saying it equates awareness, right? Okay, if we're using that as the definition, is this awareness now knowledge?
I don't know, because I can only speak on woke as I understand it. Mm. And when someone first threw out woke, I thought, okay, to me, woke is someone trying to learn about other communities and be more aware so that they can be sensitive in all strands of conversation. Mm-hmm. That's how I see it. But again, I agree with what you say, because I don't actually think now anyone can be fully aware or fully sensitive. How can we when we're not part of every single minority community?
This is the thing. I feel like anyone who outwardly declares themselves as woke is almost...
saying the job is done, like you said.
Saying the job's done, almost like creating like an elitist crew of like those, you know, you need to obtain wokeness or like, you know, try to aspire to be woke. Whereas really, like you're missing the whole meaning of the word if we are still alluding to awareness here. Forget, like, let's just scrap woke for a second. When you're making jokes, obviously, you know, yes, you said about treading lines and, you know, between various communities, but I think as a people, we can all do better to educate ourselves on different people's communities because, you know, it's not enough to say that you have a black friend, which means that you're not racist. That's not enough. And I can tell you that as a black person, if you dare say that you know me, oh, and that means that you're not racist.
Piss off.
Let me know the last time you checked in with me. Do you know what I mean?
Facts.
Did you call me when Black Lives Matter was happening? Did you call me when all of this shit happened?
Yeah.
No, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think this whole blanket statement of woke, I've heard it, it's been around for years, but it's not... I sort of just leave it. I feel like, again, it's just like a...
trying to
it's a
create
social
an,
thing.
An elitist fad.
It's elitist. And I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it.
She's against woke.
I don't like it.
She's anti-woke.
Please, if anyone says that they're woke, don't say it around me, because I don't understand what you mean, and I just don't think that's correct.
And do you know what else is interesting? Something that's very key to me that I was chatting to someone about the other day is, for me, it's very important to educate myself on communities that I am A, not a part of, but B, that I don't know anybody in. And let me tell you for why.
She went deep.
It shouldn't take you to have a disabled friend to recognise mobility privilege.
So, okay, are we talking about like just us like appreciating how mobile we are?
It's not necessarily appreciation, but it's understanding where the gaps are to help that community. For example, the station where I live has stairs. No lift, no ramp. How does someone in a wheelchair live in that that station without going with three people? And how can you find three? You've got to pay for three carers.
No, of course.
So that's my thing. Yeah. We should educate ourselves on ableism and the privilege that we're afforded in order to better support the disabled community.
Yeah.
Just like the same with special educational needs, the same with... you know, the black community, the Asian community, the LGBTQI plus, I hope that's correct, community. So the key for me is, what differentiates this elitist woke person?
Oh my goodness. Actually an irritant.
Yeah.
It's an irritant.
I think for me, to try to be aware / woke, we need to be learning about communities that we can't just say, oh no, but like, obviously I know because I have a disabled friend. That's not good enough.
No.
You should know about ableism and, you know, the disabled community without having any ties to it. That is someone who is truly trying to do the work.
Do you know what? I feel like...
that makes sense.
Yes. And I feel like what you literally just said then, I feel like if you are, for example, a non-black person and you want to say that you have ties to a black community... don't be so quick to tell someone that, oh, I have a black friend, or, oh, I grew up with black people. That does not mean shit to us. We want to know what you actually appreciate from our culture. Whether that's, you know, I read this book, or I saw this person, or I understand this, or have you seen this in the news? Do you know what I mean? Something a bit more current, as opposed to I just know someone.
And tangible.
A lot of people know people, yes.
The best way you can support a community is by understanding that community.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wheel it back to jokes, and this was something I wanted to say at the time, but I was just far too tired to get into it. I basically wanted to say, if you educate yourself on all communities, whether you have a tie to it or not, you will find a way to joke about them without that community taking offence.
Yes.
Your jokes will level up.
Yes.
They will become more intellectual. Because a good joke is universal. Mm-hmm. A good joke is not slating that community to get that community to laugh, and then slating that community to get that community to laugh. I think something I did the other day, which I was like super proud of, and maybe some people take offence, so I hope not, but it really came from a pure place. A friend of mine and I, who are both kind of doing the work to understand the trans community and kind of educating ourselves in parallel, she is far more ahead of me in terms of that, but we were kind of going through pronouns, etc. And I made a joke. She said something to me, and I said, sorry, I really have to stop you there because you've assumed my pronouns. And she said, what? Ilaria, you always tell me you're a she. And I said, no, my pronouns are queen. And she laughed. And the point was, I was able to make that joke. And maybe that's actually incorrect. So if someone hears this and it is correct, like, reach out to me because I'll change that. But obviously between us, we both knew that we cared about pronouns. Mm-hmm. We both have our pronouns in our bio. Mm-hmm. We're both educating ourselves. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, I feel like I leveled up my jokes because I was being sensitive to pronouns and the community. Mm-hmm. Although I don't have a single trans friend, okay? But I was able to make a joke that still everyone could have enjoyed.
Yes.
It was an obvious joke because I could never have a pronoun that was queen.
Mm-hmm.
But it was sensitive. And I thought, do you know what, Ilaria? All that shows me is that when you learn about a community, your jokes shift in the most positive sense.
In the
to include
most,
everyone.
Yes, because you know, you've taken time to understand that community and you have knowledge which is backing your jokes. Do you know what I mean? When people... Oh, God, I could tell so many stories. But, you know, obviously, as a black person, you know, we have loads of different, you know, little jokes or whatever. There's loads of different accents. When people try to maybe imitate us or something, they'll go for something so basic. If you want to, you know, I feel like...
Know the term. Yeah.
Know what you're actually talking about. Like... If you wanted to make a joke about the food, you could, instead of saying the food, you could say, like, the food in that language or say the proper name of the food. Because, like, instead of making the joke about the community, you should be making that community laugh. Like, laugh with you, not laughing at them.
At their expense.
Exactly. Like, flip the script, you know what I mean? Change that narrative.
Yes, so I think in summation, and I think I took a while to think about this, yes, I do feel like the world is going in a more serious direction. However, I feel like it can be just as funny if you put in the work to educate yourself to be able to level your jokes up.
Yes.
Because if you can't, turning around and throwing out a racial slur is not going to work anymore.
It's not going to happen. I can tell you that for free.
But there are still ways to make people laugh that go down a similar strand and target a community if you like, but in a very tongue-in-cheek way.
Yes. Oh.
This was a great conversation.
No, because it honestly warms my heart. Like, when people make jokes, but they make reference to, like, my culture, because I'll look at you and I'll be like, damn, you're actually a real one.
You know what's up.
You really know what's up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, take time to know about your people.
That's
like, look at the different cultures, man. It's important.
Right, Brizzy, what a conversation. I love
what
that.
What a combo. Absolutely love that. So.
Yes.
Wrap me up, make it a better place, and tip me into the new week for the human.
You're stupid. She had to do it.
I tried to swing it around. It didn't work, guys.
I love it. Okay, I'm going to keep it succinct because I realise we've really had a good old chinwag today.
Rocker blocker chocker.
Okay, so this is another one of my daily mottos that I told you about. Visualize your best self, then start showing up as her every single day. That's it. And obviously, interchange her with every other gender. I just used Elizabeth as an example in this case.
Yes, because I'm a she, her.
Don't you love that?
I love it.
Visualize
your
best self. Every morning, wake up, I say that to myself and I think, okay.
Let's do this.
Let me be her every single day.
Yeah, man, because I feel like you just come into that, into your taller. Own. You know, yeah, you stand a bit taller.
Square
you know,
your body up.
There's a little spring in your step.
That's it. Just know the ideal version of who you want to be and what you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk in that glory every day.
No, man. Honestly, I hear that. I love that. I'm going to do that this week.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, she goes.
I'm going to do it when I wake up tomorrow.
Yeah, she goes.
Pre-gym.
Okay.
My
team. Yeah, tell me, bro. Tell me about you. Calm on.
Very sweet. I love this saying. I love this song. Mahalia Parsalow. Guys. Protect your energy.
That's it.
It's important.
It's every the most important.
Every single day, something teaches me, damn, Liz, you gotta protect your energy because not everyone deserves that. Like, not everyone needs to see it. And I'm gonna pass that on to y'all. Protect your energy, guys. It's all you got. That's your superpower.
And let me make it even more fucked up.
Go on.
If somebody pulls you down a step on your ladder, it means they're getting to the top a little bit faster than you.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's true.
You let them take a bit of your energy, they're accelerating more than you. You let that happen.
No.
And you can't walk every day as the best version of yourself if you ain't protecting your energy.
Protecting your energy, man. If you're not...
Isn't it?
That's a story for another day, guys. We're wrapping it up here.
Chicken wings.
Have a lovely week. Go and do something special for yourselves. It's been your girl, Lizzie.
It's hilariousimo.
We're out.